This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Since 2011, we here at Al Maghrib have had the honor of seeing a bright, young, and passionate instructor grow into one of North America's great Muslim leaders. Dr. Omar Suleiman has devoted his life not only to the study of the sacred sciences, but to its application in the realm of justice, standing up for the rights of Muslims the world over, whilst including the passion and humility that comes only with a strong spiritual rigor. Through his numerous seminars and courses over the years, he has taught us how to work on our inner conditions as well as effect meaningful change in our outer realities. 83 on-site classes, events, and retreats taught across 28 cities worldwide, as well as 6 in-depth online courses. Over 37,000 students have benefited from Dr. Omar's impactful and inspirational classes, and that is just what we can count. His invaluable work at Yaqeen Institute and beyond has empowered thousands upon thousands to live their deen with confidence and conviction. And with the chaos currently unfolding in Gaza, Dr. Omar tirelessly continues to be the voice of our community needs, speaking truth to power and inspiring countless others to do the same. For his years of service and sacrifice, we thank you, Dr. Omar, and take great pride in calling you our teacher.
It is our pleasure on behalf of all the Institute to ask Sheikh Omar to accept and to receive this award, and I will ask Dr. Soon, inshallah, our education director, to read the award. Then I'm going to ask Sheikh Salah Sawi to hand it to Sheikh Omar, as he is the most senior scholar that I know in our land here, alhamdulillah. So it will be an excellent opportunity and honoring for all of us. But Sheikh Suleiman Yaqra.
Al-Maghrib Institute conveys the Muhammad al-Sharif Nation Builder Award to Dr. Omar Suleiman for his tireless leadership and excellence in educating and serving the Muslim community. Jazakumullah khairan, Sheikhna.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله ثم أما بعد فإن من الناس من تعرف بهم المؤسسات لكن من الناس من تعرف المؤسسات بهم وأخي الحبيب عمر سليمان واحد من هؤلاء الذين تعرف بهم المؤسسات ويكونون شرفا لها أسأل الله جل وعلا أن يجزى له المثوبة وأن يحصي له الأجر في كل ما قدم وأن يجعل أيامه القادمات خيرا من أيامه الماضيات وأن يبقيه ذخرا للأمة وللملة اللهم آمين.
So Dr. Salah said that there are some people who are known by their organizations, and there are some people who are organizations are known by them. And that Sheikh Omar is of those individuals that organizations are named by them. And he asks Allah Azza wa Jal to reward him and to make his future days even better than his past days. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We need you to say a few words as well. Now that we got you all emotional and stuff, that's perfect.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi as-sami'i min ash-shaytan rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa la 'udwana illa 'ala adh-dhalimin wal 'aqibatu lil muttaqin. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik 'ala 'abdika wa rasulika Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman katheera. Not only do I not deserve the award, it is compounded by who's giving me the award. And so at the same time, it's not a moment where I feel any celebration. I think, subhanAllah, all of our brothers and sisters in Gaza are true heroes in the moment, and they're the people that we celebrate, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to follow in their example in whatever way that He allows us to do so. Allahumma ameen. But I ask Allah to make me to the husn al dhan of my teachers. A lot of my history is here in Houston. My parents met here in Houston, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, as students at U of H. And our teacher, Sheikh Salah al-Sawi, hafidhahullah ta'ala, may Allah preserve him, who did more for me than he will ever know. Subhanallah, not just in his ilm, but in tarbiyah and in pouring whatever he could, even the few words of dua. May Allah Azza wa Jal preserve him and increase him. And of course, to our beloved Sheikh Walid, and to all of our senior instructors at Al Maghrib who have been teachers and older brothers to me throughout this journey. Sheikh Yasir Birjas, who's literally like an older brother, a much older brother, Annie. Sheikh Nawawi, please come, inshallah, be with us, please, inshallah. And all I can say is, subhanAllah, in these moments, we only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He overlook our shortcomings the way that people overlook our shortcomings. Jazakallah khair, Shaykhna. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be somewhat of support for our brothers and sisters, despite our collective shortcomings. So it's the individual shortcomings that we hope that He overlooks, that allows people to have a kind opinion of us, but bi'idhnillahi ta'ala that His judgment of us, His accounting of us is made easy on the Day of Judgment. And then our collective efforts, the shortcomings of those collective efforts, we pray that they're still beneficial and that they uplift our brothers and sisters in Palestine and elsewhere. Barakallahu feekum. I'm deeply moved. I don't know what to say except Jazakumullahu khairan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it on behalf of everyone. Barakallahu feekum.
Okay, that's this segment ended by this. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us able to continue to recognize some individuals and organizations and to continue to do that. And there's a long list of people deserve this kind of award, but inshallah ta'ala, we hope the years comes to be able to do so.